And if you've got a Bible, please turn to Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll read from verse 21. No, we'll read from verse 23 down to verse 29. It's on page 1210 of the church Bibles. Let's read this together. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be ill-treated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were destroyed. Let me pray and I'll hand over to Duncan. Father, we thank you again for these mighty heroes and their confidence in all that you have said. And Lord, I just simply pray as Duncan brings what he's prepared, would you bless him and anoint him and open our hearts that the same kind of faith would result, that we would trust in your word unswervingly. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you very much, Phil. And yeah, as Phil said, there is a lot in this passage. A few short verses, but tons and tons in there. So apologies in advance, I'm not going to draw everything out of it that there is there, and I think we could look at this for months and each week get more and more out of it. There's just, yeah, there's loads in there. But it's just such a great passage, isn't it? Hebrews 11, the heroes of faith. And I love it, it's so encouraging. And I think if we think of it as a highlight reel on Match of the Day, Moses is right at the start of it, isn't he? He's one of the incredible characters where we can look at and just think, wow, he did so much in his life, and it was such an encouragement. But before we get into the verses that I've been given, I just thought it'd be good to look again at the start of Hebrews 11 and just think why the author put this list together and how he wants us to view the life of Moses. So Hebrews 11 verse 1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And that's the faith that the author's focused on, and he wants us to draw out. And just to help us grasp that further, I want you to consider this. You're standing on the edge of a cliff with a blindfold on, but you know there's a sturdy bridge ahead of you. Faith is the trust that keeps us moving forward, even though we can't see every step. In Hebrews 11, we're given all these stories of people who couldn't see what lay ahead, but in spite of that, they trusted God. They trusted his promises, and they moved forward anyway. It's not just about a blind trust, it's about an active, resilient, and forward-looking faith. It's not always easy to take those steps of faith, but today, as we look at how Moses and those around him did it in spite of fear of earthly consequences, I hope we'll be encouraged. Let me just pray again, and then we'll get into those verses that we're looking at. Lord, we do just thank you and praise you for the life of Moses, Lord, and all that he did, the incredible faith that he showed throughout his life, Lord. We thank you that you were with him through each step, Lord. Every step he took, you honoured and you guided. And we pray as we unpack these verses now, Lord, pray that they would be your words, not mine, Lord. Pray that you would bless and encourage each one of us here to go out and live in faith. And we pray if there are any of my words, Lord, that they would fall away, but your words would last, Lord, and we'd be encouraged by them. Amen. So we're just going to work through verse by verse, and try and unpack what's in there. So we'll start at verse 23. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Now, I've got 3 points that I want to cover today. We've got faith that overcomes fear, faith that perseveres in hardship, and faith that looks forward to God's promises. And we're starting with the first of those, faith that overcame fear. And we see here a decision that Moses' parents chose to hide him for fear of the king's edict. Now Pharaoh was the guy in charge at the time, and the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. And he was becoming fearful that the Israelites were growing in number, and he feared a revolt, that the Israelites would grow too powerful and overthrow Pharaoh. And so he makes his edict, and he declares that all the firstborn, that all the Hebrew male infants were to be killed, were to be thrown into the Nile. And yet, despite that danger, Moses' parents defied the king's command, and they hid their son. And I think it can be tempting to read these stories and to assume that people, when they act out in great faith, that they don't feel fear. But let's just think about what Moses' parents would have experienced. The king at the time, the king of Egypt, would have been among the most powerful men in Egypt. Had Moses' parents been found hiding him, they would have almost certainly been killed. They must have been terrified. Babies aren't famously quiet, are they? They're not easy to hide. Every little noise that was made, they must have been on edge. And yet, their faith overcame their fear. Faith that Moses was no ordinary child, it says in the NIV. In the ESV, it says they saw that the child was beautiful. Now, that's not a statement about the physical nature of the child. I'm sure every parent considers their child to be extraordinary and beautiful. My parents obviously do. But I believe it's more of a prompting of God. They must have understood that God somehow had a plan for Moses' life, and that they were going to use Moses in miraculous ways. The name Moses actually means to pull or to draw out, and I don't think that's only referring to when Moses was drawn out of the water by Pharaoh's daughter, but also that Moses would go to draw the Israelites out of slavery and into the promised land. And I think that was a prompting by God that they named him Moses, and that he was going to be used by God. And in our own lives, we face so many fears, don't we? Maybe not quite the same fears as Moses' parents of death or persecution, but fears of failure or of financial insecurity or rejection. And I'm sure if I was to say, what are you afraid of, your mind instantly goes somewhere. Whatever it is, our natural instinct and reaction can be to shrink back, to conform to the world around us, or even just to give up. But that's not the reaction we see here, and it shouldn't be ours either, should it? Faith is what enables us to act despite fear, trusting in God's provision and protection. If we picture a young child learning to swim, when they first get in the water, they're terrified. It's a completely new experience. They cling to the edge, convinced that if they let go, they'll sink and they'll be completely consumed. But gradually, with each kick and stroke, they learn that the water will actually support them. And faith operates like that trust in the water. The child doesn't lose that fear overnight. It's a long process, but with each time they take a step away from the edge, they're acting out in trust. In the same way, Moses' parents acted out. Not because they were fearless, but because they trusted in God's ability to protect their son. And I just want to say at this moment, it's quite easy to stand here and to say these things, but I've been very aware in preparing that I fall short in so many of these areas that we're looking at. But this chapter isn't written to highlight where we go wrong, to highlight our shortcomings, but it's written as an encouragement to the Hebrews, to walk in the footsteps of those that have gone before them. And it's encouragement to us to see that when God's people act in faith, that he honours them and he's with them. So that's the first step of faith, is learning to trust in a God who keeps his promises over and above our fears, and to let our faith in him guide our actions. And the second aspect I want us to look at is faith that perseveres in hardship. And that's verses 24 to 27. Next we see a decision that Moses makes for himself that would ultimately define the rest of his life. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So Moses' parents put him in the basket, he sailed down the river, he was picked up by Pharaoh's daughter and ultimately adopted as a prince of Egypt. He'll have had everything he will have ever need or wanted. A wealth, a title, a great education, and he'd have just had everything and an easy life set before him. And yet he turned away from that life of privilege and chose to align himself with God's people. Even though it would have meant suffering and persecution, he identified in a people that were enslaved. He turned down the opportunity of a title, of riches, of authority and position. He could have had such an easy life had he just kept that title and stayed in the palace. But Moses saw those things for what they really were, just a material gain. Verse 25, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He knew that if he were to accept those things, he'd be aligning himself with the world and he'd be starting down a path that would take him away from the calling on his life. And I don't know if you've ever seen that image of two ladders leading to the top of separate buildings. And the further you get up one ladder, the further away you get from the other. And that's a picture of, we have to make a decision, are we going to align ourselves with the world or are we going to align ourselves with God? And we can't go up both. And Moses here makes a clear decision that he's going to align himself with God and his people. Faith can sometimes require us to walk away from comfort and security. It can be so tempting to hold on to the things that the world offers us. We can identify in our finances, in our status, in relationships or our position at work. But Moses recognized that none of these things would last or bring him fulfillment. His identity was firmly fixed in the people of God. The riches of his Lord and Saviour were of no comparison to anything the kingdom of Egypt had to offer. And in preparation, I've been using the commentary by Warren Wiersbe on the New Testament, and in it he included this quote from Dr. Vance Havner. Moses chose the imperishable, saw the invisible, and did the impossible. I thought that was such a great summary of the entire life of Moses. Moses chose the imperishable, saw the invisible, and did the impossible. And that faith was only possible because Moses knew there was a God who was very real and far greater than any riches he could obtain from the world. And I think that's what's meant in verse 26. We read, he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Now, Moses obviously hadn't seen Jesus, but he still recognized his power and authority. That verse is just incredible to me, that Moses, who lived so long before Jesus' time, did see Jesus. He saw him through his incredible faith, and he saw him because he knew God was a God who kept his promises and that would ultimately free his people from the bondage of sin. Faith calls us to persevere, to hold on to God's promises and to trust in him, even when that path gets hard, because we have that imperishable reward waiting for us. We're promised a reward for faith because of the gift of grace that Jesus gave us on the cross. And in Jesus' words in Matthew 6:19-21, he says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Don't those words just perfectly sum up Moses' decisions here? Rejecting the treasures of earth for the treasure that awaited him in heaven. And that leads us into our third aspect of faith, faith that looks forward to God's promises. And finally, we see that Moses' faith was forward-looking. In verses 28 to 29, we read that by faith he kept the Passover by the application of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. So by faith, Moses keeps the Passover, trusting in God's promise of deliverance. And when they came to the Red Sea, they passed through, stepping out yet again, knowing that God would provide. And we don't have time to draw out each of these examples to the full extent. But every time Moses steps out in faith, again we see that God guides him and he honours him. Faith isn't just about the present, the here and now. It's about trusting in what God has promised for our future. Moses' actions were rooted in the fact that God is a God who keeps his promises. He was certain of that fact. He knew that time and time again, not only in his life, but in the life of those before him, God kept his promises. The Passover wasn't just an act of obedience. It was an expression of trust that God would protect his people. That blood that was painted on the doorpost didn't just deliver the people then. It was an image of Jesus and how he would deliver us, his people, from sin and from death. The blood of a perfect, spotless lamb shed for us. And what might that level of faith look like in our lives? Faith that calls us to look beyond our present circumstances. We might face that uncertainty, that fear of jobs, of relationships, of health. But faith encourages us to live in the light of God's promises. Faith means learning to trust in God's plan for our lives. Trusting that so long as we seek to serve and honour him, he'll guide our path. And we can guarantee, can't we, that our lives won't go in the way that we expect them. We all have a picture of where we'll be in 5, 10, 20 years' time. But we have no idea. But as long as Jesus is at the centre, we can trust whatever happens is part of his plan and his purpose. I'm sure when the Israelites came face to face with the Red Sea, with the Egyptians behind them, the last place they thought they were going to go was straight through the middle of it on dry land. And yet by faith, that's exactly what happened. Trusting that God would hold back that crushing volume of water and that he would let them pass right through. And they could only do that because they had faith. They had a confident faith and they trusted in the one who could deliver them. See, the Egyptians didn't possess that faith. They followed through, but they did that blindly, and we know what happened to them. There's a difference between stepping out in faith and stepping out blindly. The Israelites would have known about the covenant that God had made with Abraham, that they would receive the inheritance of a promised land. They acted in faith based on the confidence that God would keep his promises to them. What more has been promised to us through Jesus and his death and resurrection? As sinners saved by grace, we are promised the gift of an eternity spent in heaven with him. What greater inheritance is that? Let's live based on the promise of that inheritance that we'll receive. And so in summary, let's just think about how we can put that faith into action. What can we learn from Moses' example here in Hebrews 11? Well, faith is not simply a passive belief. It's a transforming power that changes how we live. Faith overcomes fear. It enables us to trust in God's protection, even when we face frightening circumstances. Faith perseveres in hardship. It calls us to sacrifice and to endure, knowing that our suffering has purpose. And faith looks forward to God's promises. It keeps us anchored in God's future, not just in our present reality. Let's be people who live by faith and follow in the footsteps of those who've gone before us, even when we can't see where that next step will lead. Like Moses, we can act in faith, not because we have all the answers, but because we trust in the one who does. I just want to end with that encouragement at the start of Hebrews 12. Chris closed with it last week as well. And I just think they perfectly encapture what we can draw out of this passage. And they're just such a great encouragement for us to step out in faith and where we should draw that confidence from. Hebrews 12, 1-3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And let me just finally close with those words again. Moses chose the imperishable, saw the invisible, and did the impossible. Let's be people who choose the imperishable, see the invisible, and do the impossible. Let me pray, then I'll hand back to Phil. Lord, we do just thank you so much for this example that Moses set before us. A man who confidently trusted in you, Lord. He let go of the edge and he put his faith in you because he knew you were a God who loved him and a God who kept his promises. We thank you so much that he did see Jesus, Lord. He saw him in the promises that you kept and the deliverance that you would show his people. We thank you that we see Jesus, Father. We see him as a resurrected Saviour. And that if we have our trust in you, Lord, that you will deliver us from sin and from shame and from the wrong that we've done, so that we can have an eternity spent with you. Father, we thank you for that inheritance, and we pray that we'd live confidently, knowing that we will receive that. Pray that you'd help us each to step out in faith this week, Father, to trust in you no matter the circumstances, and pray that we'd be able to build your kingdom further this week. Amen.